My name is Erin Vaccaro. I'm 16 years old, and today is November 25th, and I'm here with my friend Nicole Jones, and we are in Bequonic. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, I like to have fun. I like to hang out with friends. I'm a hard worker, and I'm compassionate, especially towards others. And I like to do my best to make other people happy.
Okay. What makes us such good friends?
Well, we met a long time ago. I mean, I think just the idea that when she first moved in, we were already close because, you know, we were neighbors. And we continued to stay friends and close throughout the years, even though we are a grade apart. And it's great because when we hang out, we always have a fun time. And, yeah, we can bond over pretty much everything.
Do you think we'll ever lose touch with each other?
No. No way we're not.
Okay. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in a little neighborhood in, like, the middle of nowhere in our town, pretty much. And just on a cul-de-sac with a bunch of kids, so we always hung out.
What kind of student are you?
I am a hard-working student. I always want to do my best to get good grades. And, yeah, I pretty much always try my hardest because I like having straight A's on my report card.
How would your classmates remember you by?
It honestly depends what class I'm in, because in some classes I'm very quiet, others I'm very outgoing. So it can go either way, really. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Do you enjoy school? Why or why not?
I do enjoy school because I get to socialize with others and make friends, and I also get to learn new things, and I honestly like learning new things because, you know, it can take you far away in life, and yeah, it's a good time.
Do you have a job?
I do have a job. I work at Cedar Crest serving retired people, and I'm a waitress there, and it's fun. I mean, I enjoy working there.
Okay. Tell me how you got the job.
Well, I heard about it through school because, like, the whole person that, like, runs everything in human resources, she came by and she offered people jobs, and I figured, okay, why not? Because you get a scholarship from it, you get money, and, you know, that was a good choice I made.
Do you have any funny work stories?
Well, there are a few residents there that are just so funny. And they always tell me stories when they were young and all their dumb stories, like, that they used to have when they were little and making stupid mistakes and everything. And it was just a fun time. And some of them told me all these funny stories because they traveled from different countries. And I don't know, I just love hearing stories, and it's funny sometimes, so yeah.
Okay, let's see. What lessons has the job taught you?
It really taught me how to be patient because some of these people are older, so, like, yeah, they're old, so it taught me patience, and it taught me how to be a waitress, which can take me pretty far in life, because when I'm older, I'm most likely going to want to get a job waiting somewhere at a restaurant, so it's good to have experience.
Okay. Do you have a nickname, and how'd you get it?
Nikki. So, my nickname is Nikki because when I was younger, like when I was first born, I was going to be named Victoria, but my sister hated the name, because there was, like, this TV show where they called someone named Vicky Icky, and my sister didn't want me to be called Icky, so she said, how about we just do it Nikki, instead, like, Nicole, Nikki. I don't know, it was confusing, but my sister wanted to call me Nikki, and didn't want to have it be followed by, like, Icky or anything. I don't even know, but yeah.
What do you think the most challenging aspect of school is?
Probably having maybe just learning new things that you've never really had experience with, just having something that you've never even heard of, for example, just thrown at you. But, I mean, you get over it, though. You get used to it, and you learn, so.
Okay, what's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is probably English or social studies, because I enjoy, like, the historical and reading about history things, that whole aspect. And I kind of like being able to write and express things. So I do enjoy both history and English.
And what kind of clubs or extracurricular activities are you involved in?
I'm in FBLA, and I enjoy it very much because it's a fun community and it teaches you life, things that you need to know in life in the future, like life skills and stuff. So I am about to take a test for regionals, which if I pass, which I am planning to do because I've been studying a lot, I will make it to states and then hopefully nationals, which is in Baltimore, I believe, this year. And yeah, so I enjoy FBLA a lot.
Okay. Do you think about college?
College. I do. And I have ideas of different places I want to go to. Like, my mom's been even looking for me. I've considered Drew or Seton Hall, like Kane, different colleges. I want to stay local, so I'm still looking because it all depends on what I want to do.
Do you know what major or program you're looking into?
Well, I have two different things I'm considering. Part of me wants to go to like a pre-med school and do something in the medical field, but then another part of me wants to go to a pre-law school and be some type of lawyer, so I'm not too sure what I want to do yet, but I have time to figure that out, so yeah.
Do you have any specific goals for the future?
Well, I do want to keep good grades. I would like to be on the National Honor Society, continue with a good average, good GPA, and eventually get into college and then graduate with a good job ahead of me.
What is the most proudest moment in your life?
Probably, this doesn't really sound like much, but in eighth grade when I was in like the I was given like the National Juniors Honor Society thing, and then I went to the awards night and won an award in like every subject basically. So I thought I was pretty proud of myself then because I had a good I did really well eighth grade, and that carried me to freshman year when I had decent grades for the most part. Like, I had all A's and maybe one or two B's. So
okay. Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
I kind of wish you still live next door. I probably never told you that, but you should move back. I mean, I'll kick the neighbors out. You can come back in.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have any regrets?
Regrets? I don't know. I thought maybe I would regret going into honor Spanish this year because I'm not the best at speaking another language. Although I'm doing all right. I still somewhat regret it, but I'm doing okay, so.
Okay, how would you describe me to someone who's never met me?
Oh, wow. I describe you as loud, outgoing. I would say you're very smart. I have described you as very smart before.
Oh, thank you.
You have a crazy personality, and you're a fun person to be around.
Okay. Let's see. How would you describe yourself?
Myself? I would say, I think I'm funny. I would say I'm a funny person, and I'm fun to be around. I would say I'm nice to people. I mean, I'm pretty nice. Yeah, I don't really know. It's a tough question.
You are.
Okay, I'm nice.
Okay. Okay. What's your biggest fear going into junior year?
Grades. I hear it's the most important year, and like all those good colleges. And if I'm going to any APs, which I might be on the path to, I'm kind of like very concerned. APs. I would probably go into an AP history class. Like, I don't know yet, though. I'm not sure what. And so that's kind of stressful. I'm most likely going to be in either all honors with a few APs, and I don't want to. I want to have a good GPA, and, you know, I don't want to mess that up.
Do you plan on working through your junior year, too?
That's a good question. It depends. I want to cut my days down and my hours down. So if I have a lot of homework, I'm going to have to let the job go because I want to put my grades first. But I'm just hoping it should work out and that my manager will be understanding and let me cut down the days.
Okay. What is one of the happiest moments of your life?
Happiest? I don't know. If I had to narrow it down, I'd probably say the first time I got tickets to a concert, I was seeing the Jonas Brothers. That was my first concert ever, and I loved the Jonas Brothers. So when I got those tickets, I was like bouncing off the walls. I told everyone in school. I was really happy.
Who do you think is the most influential person in your life?
Probably my mom. I don't know, my mom. She's doing a great job raising me, my brother and sister. She's a great mom. She teaches me a lot. She's always there. And yeah, I definitely say my mom is the most influential person.
What is the most important life lesson you learned?
Always be kind to people, because if you're kind, you most likely will get it back in return. And if you don't get it back in return, then you just continue to be kind and kill people with kindness, because it'll make things better for you.
How has your life been different than what you imagined it?
I don't know. I mean, imagined it? Are we talking like when I was like young? I don't know. I didn't expect to keep the same friends, because I always hear stories how in high school you lose friends. I've had my same group of friends since kindergarten, and I've met Erin like 5 years ago, I don't know. And I still have her, and like I still have all the same friends, so I didn't imagine that, but I mean, I have them, so there we go.
Okay. Let's see. Are there any words of wisdom you would pass on to your children years to come?
Always treat others the way you want to be treated. The golden rule, you know. I would say try to be as friendly as you can to everybody, because it's always best to do that. And always work hard to achieve goals.
This is a weird question. What is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory.
Like first thing you ever remembered.
First thing I ever remember? I don't know. Wow. I would say, I don't know how I remember this, but I do. Maybe because it was like traumatizing, but my first birthday, I went on a cruise, which wasn't like, and the waves were really bad. They were crashing through windows and stuff, and the waves were coming on the ship. And I only know that like this was when I was only 1 year old, because my mom would tell me like, oh yeah, that was for your first birthday. So yeah, I would say when I'm about one, I almost got like
such a terrifying memory.
It's terrifying. I don't know, I guess that's how I remember it, because it was that terrifying. But yeah, so I had waves like basically drowning me when I was trying to enjoy a vacation because there was a hurricane. So yeah, I remember staying in my cabin and crying.
So what do you do in the summer?
What do I do in the summer? I go to the beach. I have a shore house, which we got like 2 years ago, so I've been there a lot lately.
What beach?
Brick Beach. It's about an hour and a half away from here, and there's like it's a nice local community with different bike trails, and it's a 10-minute drive from like the boardwalk, 5-minute drive from the beach. So it's a nice area, and yeah, I like it down there.
What else do you do in the summer?
Well, I have a pool, so I obviously go swimming a lot. I hang out with friends a lot. We like going hiking, I've even been to the, up in the mountains, Pennsylvania, because I go to a water park a lot that's up there, and I don't know, I have a lot of fun over the summer. We like to go on vacations, and yeah.
Where have you been on vacations?
Well, I've been on many cruises. Most of them are just going to like the same areas though, like the Bahamas, Florida, around there, different islands. And then I've also been to Portugal. Yeah, I flew there over spring break in 7th grade, and it was really nice because it was a whole different experience. Like, it was a whole cultural difference. And it was really a good time. Like, I have someone in my family who has family there. So, like, we were staying there. And I went different places. Like, there were nice castles and beaches, a whole different landscape. And it was just really nice. Like, it's completely different there than it is here. And I enjoy it a lot. It's nice to see the difference.
What was the best thing you did on that trip?
I don't know. I kind of like the beaches because you get to lay down and relax. And they were really pretty. And even though it was only April, the water was really warm. But at the same time, I love seeing historical things. I love going to see the old castles. I like seeing the church made out of bones. Like, it was a really good time. I liked seeing all the historical sites. So I think I like the castles the most. And we're planning on going back there soon, actually.
Can you bring me?
Yeah, honestly, you want to come?
Yeah.
We are going to go for, I want to say, I think we're leaving June 20th. After school. I know we're like 3 days after school ended, maybe. And yeah. So, it was fun there.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to say before we end?
Anything I would like to say?
Yeah. You can express your gratitude for me. I know how much
you
love
her. Oh, yeah. Erin's a great person. I love Erin, and she's my best friend. And overall, great person. So a lot of, I don't know. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming today.
You're welcome. Is this supposed to be an hour?